next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is an unprecedented crisis.
Republicans are playing politics with human beings.
He decides to scramble on this.
He's still smiling.
I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
This is an unprecedented crisis.
Borderline insanity. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. That was a lawyer for illegal immigrants shipped to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Biden also plenty mad at DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott for shipping some of the millions of illegal immigrants flowing over the southern border to Democrat-controlled states.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props.
Biden says Republicans are wrongly interfering in the immigration process, but DeSantis says busing and flying illegal immigrants to blue states is the only way to get the administration to pay any attention to the border crisis.
It's only when you have 50 illegal aliens end up in a very wealthy, rich sanctuary enclave that he decides to scramble on this.
DeSantis says he'll spend all of the $12 million allocated by his state legislature to relocate illegal migrants out of state. The President and First Lady Joe Biden heading to Great Britain tomorrow to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. At last report, London police had stopped letting people into the line to file past her coffin after the wait hit up to 24 hours and the line 5 miles long. This former British service member did get in. He described the moment he viewed Queen Elizabeth II's coffin.
To come in that room and see that, I just broke down inside, and I didn't bow. I knelt to the floor on my knees, bowed my head to the Queen.
These two women, however, just missed the line cutoff.
Queue to get into the queue. Yes, it seems that way. We're still smiling.
Queen Elizabeth II was open about her Christian faith, but what about England's new King Charles?
Amongst his titles is chief defender of the faith, but down through history, some monarchs have been more serious about that charge than others. Charles, however, has spent much of his time in recent years speaking out against the persecution of Christians around the globe. He has long served as a patron of the Prayer Book Society, an organization for conservative Anglicans. And in 2007, visiting the U.S., he refused to worship in an Episcopal church because it was too liberal.
Michael Harrington reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a mass burial site has been found in a recently recaptured Ukrainian city. CBS's Deborah Patta is there.
This forest is filled with the bodies of dozens upon dozens of civilians buried in shallow graves, some of them killed when Russian tanks and artillery rained down on this town, others executed.
A UN team has been dispatched to the scene to verify the reports for possible war crimes prosecution. Russia's President Vladimir Putin vowing to press on with his Ukraine invasion. He met with his Chinese counterpart recently. Senator Joni Ernst tells Fox News that meeting foreshadows bad things for the West.
Not only do you have them collaborating, but you've got the Russians collaborating with the Iranians as well. So we have Russia, we have China, we have Iran, and throw a little United States leader Joe Biden into that mix when it comes to the nuclear agreement.
The Iowa Republican is an Army vet and a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Travel chaos in Europe thanks to a French air traffic controller strike.
More than 1,000 international and domestic flights have been canceled as air traffic controllers strike over pay and staffing levels. Several regional airports have closed for the day. Fast trains in and out of Paris today and tomorrow, including the Eurostar from London, are all full since airlines started canceling flights 2 days ago. Thousands more flights are delayed here and across Europe as other countries feel the knock-on effect. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, on a high-speed train out of Paris.
Back in the States, former President Donald Trump warning about what might happen if he's indicted.
I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
He made those comments to conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt on Thursday. Illinois Democratic Senator Richard Durbin says that rhetoric is dangerous. Trump is under investigation for alleged mishandling of classified documents after leaving the White House. A New York judge has been appointed special master to review those docs.
I think there's going to be this one pile potentially covered by executive privilege, another pile potentially covered by attorney-client privilege, and then we're going to have another conversation about whether or not the privilege would apply at all.
CBS News contributor Jessica Levinson. Members of Congress reaching across party lines in an annual effort to combat the drug epidemic in the U.S. Congressman David Trone, member of the Bipartisan Addiction and Mental Health Task Force, gathering with his colleagues on Capitol Hill Thursday to promote more effective legislation.
Those that are in the shadows of life, we cannot afford not taking urgent and decisive action. And we're here today to prevent more families from losing their loved ones.
Trone says over 1 million Americans have died from drug overdoses since 1999. More reaction to that survey showing that Americans are leaving the Christian faith at an astonishing pace. Experts say it follows a decade-long trend.
What we've seen is higher and higher proportions of the population moving away from specifically Christianity to atheist or agnostic.
Professor Allison Gray heads the Center for Catholic Studies at St. Mary's University. She says the biggest reason people leave the faith is that their church has become too political. Firefighters continue to battle the mosquito fire tearing through the American River Canyon in California.
Well, the size of the incident has increased to about a little over 64,000 acres. Your containment still is holding at 20%. Personnel is over 3,600 individuals assigned to this incident alone.
Despite the promise of cooler, wetter weather, Cal Fire Scott McClain says there's still much work to do. The growing mosquito fire is now California's worst of the year. It has charred over 64,000 acres, and it's still only 20% contained. Have you ever used Uber? You might want to change your password.
Uber sources tell the Washington Post that the hacker posted a message on the Slack platform announcing the data breach. The report says the hacker claims to have wide-ranging access inside Uber's corporate networks and appears to be motivated by the company's treatment of its drivers. Uber has not commented on the extent of the breach. An Uber breach in 2016 revealed the personal information of about 57 million people from around the world. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right, Marv Albert there. A piece of NBA history from Michael Jordan's final run with the Chicago Bulls has sold for an amazing price. Jordan's game-worn jersey from Game 1 of the 1998 NBA Finals has sold for more than $10 million at an auction. That makes it the most ever paid for an item of sports memorabilia. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, the debate over debates continues on both sides of the border. A controversial demolition underway in Buffalo, and some very affordable options on Free Museum Day this weekend.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For the night ahead, mainly clear, although early cloud cover will linger for a bit across some parts of central New York and areas near Lake Ontario, but then it clears out. And not as cool as last night, low temperatures, upper 40s to the middle 50s. Tomorrow, golden sunshine and warm, the high near 80. Continued warm on Sunday, some sunshine, and then a late day shower, thunder shower in parts of western and central New York, the high Sunday in the 80s.
Thanks, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live in New York and PA. Former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum stumping for GOP gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano in the Philly suburbs. Santorum casting doubt on polls that say Mastriano's trailing his Democratic rival Josh Shapiro.
Santorum also called on national Republican groups to direct funding toward the PA governor's race, saying that Mastriano is being well outspent by Shapiro, who has been highly critical of Mastriano's opposition to abortion.
WGAL's Tom Lehman. Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz says one debate's not enough with his Democratic rival John Fetterman. The lieutenant governor has only agreed to one debate 2 weeks before the midterms.
I'm skeptical of what's going to happen if he'll show up in this debate that's scheduled 2 weeks before the election. He's often a no-show. He doesn't show up for his lieutenant governor's job.
Fetterman, appearing on MSNBC, fired back at Oz for making fun of his stroke recovery and says he's up to not only debate, but to being U.S. Senator.
All of my doctors on the team believe that I'm absolutely fit to serve. I just took a test I think it was yesterday that confirmed that I'm absolutely fully functioning.
Fetterman says his stroke experience has made him more empathetic. That debate set for October 25th in Harrisburg and will be televised statewide. The question about transgender athletes raised last night as new business for a Lancaster County school board. Manheim Township school board member Keith Krueger.
Trans students are not excluded from sports. They've always been able to participate in sports. The question is whether trans students should have the ability to play on sports teams that do not align with their birth sex.
This parent is urging the board to act now.
If you don't act, a policy will be enacted for you. The PIAA says principals make the decision. That's what they say now. A new one's coming.
Krueger has proposed a multi-month deliberation period for the board to create a transgender athletic policy. A Pennsylvania politician who struggles with alcoholism wants residents to be able to ban themselves from buying booze.
37-year-old Republican Matt Dowling wants to enlist liquor stores, restaurants, and bars that serve alcohol to help individuals like him in their recovery. Dowling's authored legislation that would allow anyone in the Commonwealth to request they be banned from being able to purchase alcohol from any establishment that sells it in the state of Pennsylvania. He compares the proposed exclusion list to one that the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board has for problem gamblers. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. In Buffalo now, a demolition crew ripping away at the damaged wall of the Great Northern Grain Elevator.
Yeah, you can hear it, Mark. The Campaign for a Greater Buffalo says it's filing a notice of appeal. At least two dozen protesters, including State Senator Sean Ryan, have come out to oppose demolishing the historic structure. Ryan claims the Archer Daniels Midlands Company lied about the building being in danger of imminent collapse. The grain elevator was heavily damaged during a storm last December. Demolition and removal could take as long as 8 months. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thanks, Tracy. Congressman Lee Zeldin attacking Governor Kathy Hochul for not setting a debate date in the New York governor's race.
The Long Island congressman says with increasingly important absentee ballots going out in a week, Hochul is continuing to duck him. She said she'd debate her GOP rival nearly a month ago, but hasn't said when, where, or how many times. Debates would offer Zeldin a chance to raise his profile and capitalize on any gaffes by the gov. Polling, well, that's all over the place, with Hochul in the lead by anywhere from 6 to 24 points. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
Got any plans tomorrow? Smithsonian Magazine's Free Museum Day is tomorrow with dozens of attractions in New York and Pennsylvania.
Rose Hill Mansion is an 1839 Greek Revival mansion. It was built by a gentleman from New York City who was a wool merchant, and he had some money and decided to move out to the country.
Ann Daly with Historic Geneva tells us about another resident of Rose Hill Mansion in Fayette, New York.
You hear the story of the Swan family. Robert Swan was actually from a well-to-do family and trained to be a farmer. He was very interested in scientific methods of farming.
The Smithsonian Magazine hosts a free museum day each year. Free tickets and destinations listed on the Smithsonian website. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street closing in the red to end a volatile week. Stocks paired losses late in the session, despite a FedEx warning about the weakening global economy. Shares in FedEx plunged more than 20% after the company's CEO said he expects a worldwide recession soon and unveiled cost-cutting initiatives. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 139 points to 3822. S&P 500 fell 28 points to 3873. And the NASDAQ dropped 103 points to 11,448. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details available at ambassadoradvisors.com. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
You know how Uncle Sam likes to charge you interest when your taxes are late? Well, that works both ways. Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. It's only fair. You pay when you're late, so the IRS has to pay when they're late getting your refund check out. And they're more late than usual getting refund checks out to millions of taxpayers this year. The agency says it's having trouble hiring enough workers to catch up on the 2020 backlog from COVID. But the good news is, if your check is more than 45 days late, the IRS will pay you 5% interest on the total amount of your check, compounded daily. But as you might expect, any interest the IRS pays you is, of course, taxable. So Uncle Sam giveth and taketh away. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report.
Hi,
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. After a couple of cool days and nights, warmer conditions are ahead. The weekend is mainly dry, but later Sunday night, that front drops back. There's a cool front, prompting a couple of showers and thundershowers to form. In the meantime, for the night ahead, mainly clear, although early cloud cover will linger for a bit across some parts of central New York and areas near Lake Ontario, but then it clears out. Not as cool as last night, low temperatures, upper 40s to the middle 50s. Tomorrow, golden sunshine and warm, behind near 80. Continued warm on Sunday, some sunshine, and then a late day shower, thundershower in parts of western and central New York, the high Sunday in the 80s.
Thanks, Kevin. And finally at 5.
Oh, a milkshake.
If you're one of those people who has trouble making up your mind when you go out for dessert, you might want to avoid Snowcap Ice Cream in Seligman, Arizona. The popular stop along the famed Route 66 has way more than 66 flavors of milkshakes on the menu. They just set a Guinness World Record, offering no less than 266 shake flavors. To prove it, they made every single one of them in just over an hour as a Guinness observer looked on. As you can imagine, they go way beyond the usual vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. How about peanut butter and onion ring? Banana and chili? Orange and fish burger? And this isn't the first brush with fame for the family that runs Snowcap. If you look closely at the credits for the Pixar film Cars, you'll see Juan and Angel Delgadillo's names there. They consulted with Pixar's famed John Lasseter, who was studying Route 66 for historical inspiration for the movie. Perhaps the oddest flavor combo for their shake selection record? For me, it's the Oreo, salsa, turkey, and root beer shake. That should come with a complimentary Pepto-Bismol. That's the world we live in for Friday, September 16th, 2022. Thank you again for joining us. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.